From KUAR in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon. Arkansas education officials are submitting a plan by the end of next month that will lay out a long-term vision for bringing up student performance in the state. It's part of the Every Student Succeeds Act, or ESSA, a replacement for No Child Left Behind. Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek sat down with Education Commissioner Johnny Key to find out what's changing under the new plan.
What are the kind of the big ways in which ESSA is different that are important for Arkansas, and how do you get buy-in from all those stakeholders for a plan when they might have reservations about aspects of No Child Left Behind that didn't seem to change very much?
Yeah, well, I think that's a great question, and that's a question we've been asking ourselves. What's different about ESSA is that it really puts the responsibility, returns the responsibility for driving improvement to the local level. Under No Child Left Behind, the department, again, would identify a school as a priority school or a focus school or some level of needing improvement, and then based on that label, the department would go directly into that school and say, here's some things you need to do. ESSA gives us kind of a revamp of that so that that decision-making isn't from the department to the school, but it should be driven from the school to the district. And then the district determines what support they need from us. So the districts will come and they may say, look, would you please review our district improvement plan? And depending on what level of support they need, then we determine what team needs to go in and help them, whether it be curriculum, whether it be human resources, a wide range of areas that we could provide that support.
Under ESSA, growth is weighed about as much as achievement measures in standardized tests, right? So can you explain a bit about what that might change in Arkansas?
One of the things that we got a lot of feedback on from educators is that emphasis under No Child Left Behind on achievement, and especially with some of our districts where, you know, the kids started at such a deficit that they didn't feel like we were giving them enough credit, that they were getting credit for the growth that those kids did get. Schools should be given that credit. They should be recognized for moving kids. Now, obviously, we want kids to be on grade level. So it's not just enough for them to say, well, we've grown, you know, we've grown one grade level. Well, that's great, but if they were three grade levels behind when they started, then they're still not going to get, by the time they get to high school, there's still going to be a deficit. So we don't want to just totally throw out achievement, but we can balance it. And that's what this what ESSA gives us the opportunity to do.
So how does ESSA focus on disadvantaged students, minority students, or students with disabilities, English language learners? How does it focus on those particular groups?
Well, it's, if you look under No Child Left Behind, there were opportunities there where folks they focused on the bubble kids. That's a term that was those kids that are just barely below where they need to be, and let's just put all kinds of intense focus on moving them up so our numbers look better. Well, the way we're approaching it is, we want you to move all kids. So you can't just focus on, the upper-income kids and move those kids that are not performing, and if you do that, you're going to be fine. We're really saying, look, you've got to get down and move those English learners. You've got to get those kids moving. You've got to get the minority kids moving. You've got to get the poor kids from low-income families. You've got to get all of them moving. We've got to get special ed kids moving. All of those student groups, if you read the ESSA plan there, you can see where they fit in that.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, thank you.